These loan guarantees for the solar industry have come under scrutiny ever since the company Solyndra failed earlier this month. The government had backed Solyndra with a guarantee worth more than $500 million. On Thursday, California Congressman Daryl Issa said the loans were bad bets. Now the country's largest solar company, First Solar, says it will not get government backing for its Topaz project in California. The company says it got approval from the Department of Energy, but it didn't have enough time to complete requirements before a September 30th deadline. Analysts say the solar industry is facing an image problem after the Solyndra bankruptcy, though First Solar says it's in advanced talks to finance the Topaz project without the federal government's guarantee. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd.